You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. It is a Thursday morning. Welcome to today's breakfast show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, and we're going to be entertaining you now, going right through until this morning, just after 9 o'clock this morning. Yes, we're going to be shutting down just a little bit earlier today. Right, it is the 13th of February. All right, let's see who's got a birthday today. We've got Alfred Carlton Gilbert. He was born on this day. The year was 1884. He was an American inventor, an athlete, and a toy maker. And he's best known as the inventor of the Erector set.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
You know.
I could have told you so. That's brought us in on this morning's program. Hello, James. That's spelled H-A-L-O. We're a British pop group active from about, 1988 to 1991. Not too long. They're best known for their hit single, Could Have Told You So. Got to number six on the UK singles chart in 1990. Keep you an eye on the time, 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I have it on good authority, Dr. Computer will be with us in the second hour this morning. From Coldplay called Paradise, and that was released on the 12th of September in 2011. Interesting thing about that, it was, by the way, the second single from their fifth album, which was Milo Zilotto. The song received its radio debut at 7:50 a.m. on the Chris Moyles show on BBC Radio 1, and that was on the 12th of September in 2011. Well, according to Coldplay's official website, the single was not initially chart eligible in the United Kingdom, because it was available on iTunes as an instant grat, in other words, an immediate download when pre-ordering the album. Following release, though, the album on the 30th of October in 2011, the song became chart eligible in the UK and entered the UK singles chart at 14 before taking the number one spot on its 10th week, becoming the band's second number one single after Viva La Vida in 2008.
Tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Boy, there's just no living without you. Don't take your love. Away from me, don't you leave my heart in misery. 'Cause if you go, then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through. Breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up, now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
What a beautiful rendition of Breaking Up Is Hard To Do, and that was Gloria Estefan. And that has brought us to 15 minutes, just 5 seconds away, to 15 minutes after the hour of what? 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Time to get you all cleaned up, there we go, in the shower for this morning. And I tell you what, going back in time, well, I normally do, don't I? Sort of disco time with Baccarat. Yes, sir. I can boogie. I think I can vaguely remember being able to do that. Very vaguely.
Thank you.
Going out into the distance there. And yes, sir, I can boogie. I tell you what, let's get you out of the shower for me. Come on, there we go. Yes, as I was saying, yes, sir, I can boogie. 1977 song for the Spanish vocal duo, Baccara, released as the first single. It was off of their debut album, which was called, yes, Baccara, written by Frank Dostal and Rolf Soja. And produced by Soja. The song was a hit across Europe and became the duo's sole number one single in the United Kingdom, spending a single week at the top of the UK singles chart in October of 77. By the way, Baccara, a Spanish flamenco dancers, that's who they were, two of them, Meti Mateos and Maria Mendiola, and they were discovered on the island of Fuerteventura. Fuerteventura in the Canary Islands on that was by RCA Records, executive Leon Dean, who saw them dancing flamenco and singing traditional songs for tourists and signed them to the label. Just like that. The rest is history. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 20 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Llega el Festival del Verano Musicalion 2025. La gran fiesta de la música y el arte desde el Parque Omar. Del 13 al 16 de febrero. Cuatro noches mágicas llenas de música, arte y diversión para toda la familia. Disfruta de presentaciones espectaculares. Una zona gastronómica, mercadito y actividades gratuitas en un ambiente único. El Festival de las Grandes Emociones está en el parque. Gracias al despacho de la Primera Dama y el Ministerio de Cultura. Invitan.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Ya llegó la luna llena, ya llegó Hola luneros, se saluda Alfredo Drobo de Luna Llena de Tambores. Seguimos con nuestra gira de verano Esto es Panamá y nuestra próxima parada será en Green City, ubicado en Brisas, Panamá Norte. Será el sábado 15 de febrero con mercadito y diversión desde las 4 p.m. y a las 6 p.m. arrancan los tambores. Ven a la Luna Llena de Tambores y su versión Esto es Panamá. Entrada libre, donación sugerida de 5 por persona. ¡Te esperamos!
Padres, atención. En este regreso a clases, no dejes que un problema auditivo afecte el futuro de tus hijos. Realiza una prueba de audición en Fundación Oíres Vivir. Agenda tu cita al 317-0562. No esperes más.
Do you speak intermediate or advanced English? If you said yes, why not attend this February the 18th and 19th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Alarica Job Fair? This is going to be at their One Dias offices. They have vacancies available with salaries of up to $1,050 and hiring bonuses of $1,000 in your premium account. More information, you can get that at Alarica Panama. Got it? At Alarica Panama.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. We'll be right back.
Call Me Baby by Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue, by the way, they're an Australian electronic music duo consisting of writer-producer Andy Van Dorseler and singer-lyricist Shane Coates. Madison Avenue, best known, well, for that one we just played, Don't Call Me Baby, released in October of 1999, peaked at number two on the ARIA singles chart in 1999, and got to the top of the charts in New Zealand and United Kingdom in 2000. And that's it, time on The Breakfast Show. It's brought us down to 29 minutes. After what? After the hour of 7 o'clock.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
We were good. We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. See things you don't understand.
Flowers from Miley Cyrus. Yasmin's just told me apparently some tracks are out on the streets again this morning. And apparently all over the place. If you're out and about in the traffic and you've got something to tell us, do so, please. You can get us on WhatsApp, 6904 7006. 6904 7006. That's the WhatsApp number here in the breakfast studio. I tell you what, if you have enough flowers, what can you do? You can make a bouquet. That's what this is called, from Gwen Stefani.
That's when I said,
you bring the diamond, I bring the promise. You bring the dogs and I'll bring the boys. You give me everything that I wanted. I even got your last name. I got the faith and you got the patience. I drive you crazy, you drive the truck. I know that we'll be okay. We're making our own bouquet. Some flowers and roses tied up.
Led me through the dark. Oh, She said, feel the beat, forget that broken heart. Oh, and oh, I can feel the night slipping by. She said this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance in the morning light. Let's forget about our worries and the wild world outside. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. We can dance all night. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said,
Miles Smith there, and oh, nice to meet you.
We could dance all night.
And it's nice to meet you as well. And that's it, time-wise. We're 30 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I would check around before you step out today. I mean, a lot of you are already out and about, I know that. But apparently Soundtracks are back out on the streets again, so you might want to proceed with caution. Of course, they're complaining apparently about the social security system, which we just happen to be trying to fix at the moment. If they weren't out complaining about the fact that we're trying to fix it and they don't like it, then they would probably be out there anyway complaining because it was falling apart. So we are trying to fix it. One thing I can't understand is why there's this sort of stagnation with regards to the retirement age. The average, the world average retirement age for men is 65 at the moment. I know people retire early or they retire late. But, I mean, as they've said, hey, the numbers don't add up. People are living longer. And birth rates are going down. So you have this gap. The numbers don't add up. If the numbers don't add up, you're going to fix it for now, and then you're going to have to deal with it in a number of years' time. So please sit down, be sensible. All right, if you want to retire early, nobody's stopping you. You can take out a separate personal, a private pension plan, which would enable you to do that. And or you can retire and you can keep working. I mean, people work these days through the 70s and into their 80s. Right, that reminds me of somebody. Me. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 11 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Well, if you think today's bad, of course, remember, we don't like Mondays. According to the Boomtown Rats.
What reasons do you need? Oh, we've been learning, and the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die, die? Oh,
tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like
tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like
tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The whole day down.
I think we should just skip Mondays, don't you? You know, I was thinking about another thing. It's a sort of like, if you like, a bit of a compensation on the issue of pensions and retirement age. Why don't we, so a little bit of compensation, why don't we scrap having to work on a Saturday? Let people have a full weekend. That might help. Might help them feel a little bit better. Let's remind you about a couple of things. If you're wondering what to do for lunch today or dinner tonight or perhaps dinner tomorrow night. Yes, it's Valentine's tomorrow. Consider Frank's Place. All right, they've got a Valentine's event on Friday night. They've got in their main salon, they've got dinner for two at $80. And they have a mariage for two. This is in the VIP salon at $120 for two people plus tax on both of those. So that, or say lunch or dinner, because don't forget they are open Monday to Saturday from midday until 11 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you'll find Frank's Place on Kai 53, corner of Kai 53 and Avenida Ricardo Aranjo on the PH Zoom. You can't miss it. So that's Frank's Place. Get in touch with them. That's easy enough. You can get them on WhatsApp on 6320 1013, 6320 1013, or 394-6998, 394-6998. Now, I would recommend, if you're going for dinner and you're going to have a few drinks, don't take your car. So it gives you plenty of time to take it to Valley Motors to get it checked out. Two options. Firstly, their express service, which is at the roundabout in Albrook on Avenida Omar Torrijos. Don't go on the flyover. Don't go over it. Go under it, as if you're going to go back out onto Omar Torrijos again. And you'll see the Delta gas station there, and that's where you'll find Valley Motors express service. Something a little bit more in-depth, or you want them to give your car a good check-over, you can take it to their new workshop at the Cardenas Centre, also on Avenida Omar Torrijos, as you go towards Clayton. You'll see it on the left-hand side. You've got the American Cemetery on the right-hand side, and you'll find the Cardenas Centre on the other side of the road, on the left-hand side. Take the first entrance into the Cardenas Centre and drive all the way to the far end, and that's where you'll find Valley Motors' brand new workshop with all their latest equipment to make sure your car is good and running. And I know for experience, if you tell them that you're going because you heard it from me, Jerry D, they'll give you a free oil filter when doing your maintenance. So that's Valley Motors. Telephone number for an appointment or advice, 6431-0419. Got that? 6431-0419.
Valley Motors. 6431-0419.
Battle Motors on 6431-0419. Sometimes when I'm thinking that love's not around, my heart begins sinking. I don't hear a sound, and the world is in blackness. No light it shines on me. I suffer no blindness, no one can I see. Then a flash from the heavens, like a loud jagged wire, and the silence is broken, and the night is on fire. It's like chain lightning. This love that I feel, who knows where it strikes or when it will hit, how long it will last or will quit. In the forest I'm burning, struck down by the blast. The fever is churning and the heat rises fast. Those standing nearest can show their concern, but I swear if they touch me that they too will burn. They feel it's like chain lightning. This love that I feel, who knows where it strikes or when it will hit, how long it will. Sparks scatter and the wind whips the flame, for love will soon shatter. What is
One of my favorite songs from Don McLean. It's called Chain Lightning. It goes on for about 7 or 8 minutes, but I can't really play that, can I? Time on The Breakfast Show. We're at the top of the hour. And so what do we do at the top of the hour? We go and see what we can find out with regards to local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your favorite station.
Cool
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Llega el Festival del Verano Musicalion 2025, la gran fiesta de la música y el arte desde el Parque Omar, del 13 al 16 de febrero. 4 noches mágicas llenas de música, arte y diversión para toda la familia. Disfruta de presentaciones espectaculares, una zona gastronómica, mercadito y actividades gratuitas en un ambiente único. El Festival de las Grandes Emociones está en el parque, gracias al despacho de la Primera Dama y el Ministerio de Cultura. Invitan.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Padres, atención. En este regreso a clases, no dejes que un problema auditivo afecte el futuro de tus hijos. Realiza una prueba de audición en Fundación Oír es Vivir. Agenda tu cita al 317-0562. No esperes más.
Do you speak intermediate or advanced English? If you said yes, why not attend this February the 18th and 19th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Alarica Job Fair? This is going to be at their One Dias offices. They have vacancies available with salaries of up to $1,050 and hiring bonuses of $1,000 in your premium account. More information, you can get that at Alarica Panama. Got it? At Alarica Panama.
Hola luneros, les saluda Alfredo Drobo de Luna Llena de Tambores. Seguimos con nuestra gira de verano Esto es Panamá y nuestra próxima parada será en Green City, ubicado en Brisas, Panamá Norte. Será el sábado 15 de febrero con mercadito y diversión desde las 4 p.m. y a las 6 p.m. arrancan los tambores. Venga la Luna Llena de Tambores y su versión Esto es Panamá. Entrada libre, donación sugerida de 5 por persona. Te esperamos.
Wake up Panama, the sun is bright. Jerry D's on air with Morning Light. 89.3, we're feeling fine. Tune in weekdays, you're right on time. Coffee's hot and the vibes are strong. Jerry D got the groove all day long. From 7 to 10, he's got your back. With 89.3, you'll stay on track.
Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And there we go, two in a row. We started off with Earth, Wind and Fire after The Lover's Gone, and the Bee Gees there, and Love So Right. Breakfast show time, 24 minutes. That's after the hour of, 8 o'clock. Still to come, we've got Dr. Computer with us. We'll be with him in a few minutes' time. But first of all, we're going to check in and see if we can find out what Ingrid's been up to. Hello?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, Thursday is here. I tell you, the cook and I yesterday had the gardener over here, and we were doing some work, and we had to cut down one of the branches for the guanabana tree that's been dangerously, precariously placed. So we cut that down, and of course, in Spanish, I forgot to say, now in Spanish, I should have said, ahora. So you tie a rope around the limb, then you go up into the tree with a tiny little... like buzzsaw, kind of like, I don't know, chainsaw, 6-inch chainsaw. And I was on the chainsaw duty, and my guy was on the rope duty with the cook. And we got the tree limb down. And we've been reading a lot about soursop or guanabana leaves and how wonderful they are for you. So we harvested every leaf off of the branches that we took down. And the cook's been washing them up and making me some delicious guanabana tea. It's supposed to work as a wonderful anti-inflammatory. And I've got some inflammation in my shoulder and in my knees. So I want to try that instead of taking medication. Try some guanabana tea, 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 tea. Guanabana, dee, 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 dee. Oh, stop. You'll get me going on that all day. I cannot get that song out of my head. But the guanabana tea, she made me a batch, and it's really delicious. We have a friend coming over later in the afternoon who has an autoimmune disease, and he says, I'll try anything at least once. So the information that we've been reading up on the different websites, Wikipedia, Medical MD, all these other health places, saying that this is going to do a good job, or it should. It's got some great stuff going in it. So if it got great stuff going in, it's going to have great stuff coming out. Plus the fact that we found two guanabanas on the branches. So, wow, the tree is already starting to produce more guanabana. So I'm going to be singing that all the way to Coronado on my blood test. Guanabana. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I got guanabana. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Guanabana. I'm going to say goodbye and talk to you next time. Da-da-da. And tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Until then, back to you in the studio.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want it to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Well, we know who that is, don't we? Yes, Mr. Tom Jones, and it's not unusual for women to throw their underwear at him, apparently. He must have quite a few now. Time on the Breakfast Show. 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Happy to say Alex is able to join us this morning. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
Anything interesting with the traffic, or you managed?
No, it was actually pretty uneventful. I thought I might be having to deal with falling objects or things like that, but not at all.
Mm. So, good, anyway.
I mean, I thought video games have prepared me for something like this all my life, but no, it was just a pretty good drive.
Yeah, we were talking about it. You could either have a sort of where you have to, like, what was the game? Tetris, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where you have to sort of dodge the falling bricks.
You have to line them up in specific shapes and so on.
You have to
I was thinking more of Donkey Kong, where this big monster is throwing like barrels of stuff at
you. I remember that. Yeah,
and you have to save the princess at the top of the scaffolding.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, were you following the AI conference that they were having this week at all?
Unfortunately, no. I was invited, but I had some previous commitments and I wasn't able to follow. But I did notice that there's this new group that I have to look up the name for, but that has to deal with artificial intelligence and ethics, and they want to work with like legislators and so on.
I think they want to get rid of the ethics, don't they?
No, that's the Assemblea.
Oh.
They actually want to work ethics into all of what we do with artificial intelligence. I know that Irvin Hellman is a member. Jaime Vasquez is also a member. He's been on the show a couple of times, I think. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other very important people in technology are in it. So I'm pretty hopeful they can do a great job.
Well, it's certainly, I think I just saw something now. ChatGPT is changing something to make it even more conversational than it is at the moment.
Yeah, and they're adopting things like DeepSeek as well within what they do, which is interesting. I mean, they kind of criticized it at first, but then they said, oh, you mean we can use it for free? Okay, then we'll take it. In fact, I was at a conference a couple of days ago by my good friend Roberto Rubio speaking on how you can run your own artificial intelligence chatbots and so on inside your own computer without it having to leave the internet or anything like that. Or you can run it on rented computers that you can, you know, get online called virtual machines, and whatever you spin them up, you install anything you want, and when you're finished, you can just take them down, and none of your information goes anywhere but that limited computer there, which is something that a lot of companies are trying to do right now, which is, for example, let's say I'm a retailer, I take all of my information on when my sales were done, what was sold, and so on, and I can ask it, without having my information in anybody else's hands, hey, what's the best date to make an offer on said article where usually it wouldn't be bought that day that often, so I can put it that day and get people in the store and things like that? Or you could say, what's my best-selling item? What's my worst-selling item? What's my best-selling item per different times of year and things like that? So it's pretty interesting because, I mean, if you run a small store, you probably can do this off the top of your head. But
it's funny because I've always sort of thought this, because I go to the supermarket and they don't have something. They have a mass of one thing and they don't have something else. I would have thought, Alex, that this is old technology whereby, you know, everything that comes in is registered in stock. And then every time it comes out, it's put on the shelf, it's scanned, and it goes into retail. And then I would have thought that already the things that can, over a period of time, says, oh, this is selling quicker than this by X amount of period. You need to order this now on this particular date. Because there's no sort of excuse not to have anything on the shelf in the supermarket with this kind of technology, which is old technology, really.
It's really old. It's older than me, at least. It's called point of reorder. And, you know, if you have 10 and only, you know, two are left, you kind of order because by the time you sell those two, somebody else is going to come in and want one. But unfortunately, people don't do that for whatever reason. In fact, I remember back in college, one of the classes was inventory management and things like that. And you had somewhat complex for high school, but pretty simple for college level math. equations that you could, you know, tweak every day. You could do it by hand. People used to do it by hand, but that's what spreadsheets were invented for back in the late 70s. You can tell, hey, if this is selling faster today, I might have to order quicker. Or if this is selling slower, I have to take into account things like expiration dates and warranties because I need to sell this before it becomes a liability. You don't want things on that, which, again, another practice, and now I'm going to sound like you for a second. You go to these electronic stores, and they have this bargain basket where all the stuff that hasn't sold in 10 years is there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they put things like original price, $100, now for just $97.99. It's like, it's been here for 10 years. Read the room. Nobody wants it. Sell it for $10. It's going to go away, and at least you'll have $10.
Well, they would say, we've only got two left and double the price. You know, but, no, I mean, the other thing you just touched on, which you know, is sell-by dates. We don't seem to be paying much attention here for sell-by dates or best-by dates. I mean, for instance, bread. I went in to look at bread. I always check the expiration date of, you know, on the bread, and it's the day after you're going to buy it. I know now that certain types of bread keep longer than others, and you can go well over the date, but legally that should be off the shelf.
Definitely.
But they're not.
One thing I can tell you, and again, I am not a nutritional expert by any means, especially if you have a look at me, but one thing that I have read about is that if you freeze bread, the starches get modified in a certain way, which makes it a little bit healthier on your gut.
Absolutely.
And that's what I do. I just take two or three loaves, I put them in the freezer, and I just take out, hey, I'm going to use about 5-6 slices this week. I just take out those 6 slices, put them in the fridge, and then use them one by one, and it never goes bad.
And if you're going to go one better, you take it out the freezer and then you toast it.
Yeah.
Because toasting also has
been... Oh, definitely. I always do that.
But what I'm using now, and I've been using for a good few months now, is there is a new loaf of bread. It's an integral bread. Zero. Zero sugars, zero fats.
Okay.
And...
not zero taste, I hope.
Not quite.
Okay.
No.
Because some of them taste like cardboard.
No, it's not bad at all. Because I have the same issue in keeping sugars down. And one thing, you know, I'm my mother's son. My mother always had sandwiches and soup. So I always enjoy bread. But this, I found this way of sort of cutting down but still getting my bread.
Yeah.
So it's worth looking at. You come, it's got zero on the... on the loaf, give it a try, especially if you've got to watch your sugars and your fats.
You're sweet enough as it is.
Well, that's true. That's what I keep telling myself every morning. Oh gosh, you're sweet. Then I realize it's not me. AI. I mean, I think we touched on this the other, but I think the time will come when we probably won't even talk about AI because it's just going to be integrated in everything and will become common. And we will, you know, when you think, what was that movie?
I mean, we don't call it an electric washer or an electric toaster anymore. It's just a washer or a toaster.
But we still, for some reason, call this a phone. You know, this is my Samsung S23, which, yes, we just say, we really do need to change the name. We should have a competition. So, you know, what would you call... your cellular, as opposed to calling it a phone, because that's the one thing I hardly ever do with it is make phone calls, other than WhatsApp. I don't use a provider, and what I do because it's an internet provider, but I would say 99.9% of my calls are on WhatsApp.
Yeah, and you have to take into account it's just a few sensors short of a tricorder from Star Trek. but you can buy sensors for it. You can buy infrared cameras. You can buy all sorts of accessories that go into the USB-C port. So it's basically a portable computer. It's
absolutely.
A pocket computer.
10 times more powerful than what they took up to the moon.
I would probably say two orders of magnitude more. Your watch is like 10 to 100 times better than the one that went to the moon. Of course, the one that went to the moon is a lot more reliable, which is a discussion that I was having yesterday with somebody. There are still some companies around the world that use computers called mainframes. Mm-hmm. And yes, the concept of the mainframe is from the 1960s, but the thing is, they are designed to handle large amounts of information being accessed and worked on by large amount of users without any kind of hiccup. So, yes, a mainframe, if you ask it something, it might give you, you know, the response in a couple of seconds, which might seem like forever nowadays in the days of instantaneous access. But the thing is, it's not going to choke when 100,000 people, you know, come in and say, I need this information now. So, yes, there's still a market for that kind of technology. And usually when it comes to things like, you know, spacecraft computers and so on, they're usually built for reliability more than performance.
What about getting on to the watches? Because there's sort of wide spectrum now. I mean, I must admit, now I very rarely wear a wind-up watch, which is a shame because I've got loads of them. But I like having the health thingies on the phone. And I did find out from one of my doctors that actually does work. What do you think? Ultimately, we'll always all be wearing these watches, and that you know, you'll probably wear a dress watch when you go out, dress to dress or what?
I think we will. I mean, and this is again just pure speculation on my part. I think at some point, the luxury watchmakers or whatever will become a much smaller niche, much more expensive niche. And they'll probably either go into or have subsidiaries that go into things like luxury smartwatches. Watches that actually, you know, have some sort of smart component to it, but maybe the face is analog and you just read stuff in your phone or whatever, and it just works as a nice mechanical looking face for a digital pack of sensors that tells a whole bunch of things. I mean, and probably in you know, some sort of 10-year, 20-year future from now, you'll look at people with wind-up watches the way you would look at somebody with a walking stick with, you know, a shiny knob on top or whatever. You would say, oh, it's quaint. It's something from a bygone era or whatever. Somebody wearing a monocle, for example, you'd probably look at them like that, which, again, you'll probably 20 years from now, hopefully, look at getting into a car with a driver on it the same way you get to you feel when you go to an elevator with an operator on it. It's like, oh, this is quaint. Or maybe you remember as well from traveling, there's places where there's bathroom attendants. You know, they give you like mints and combs and and perfume and whatever.
Something for the weekends, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a hairdresser, wasn't it?
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, interesting, because, you know, over the years, I've always sort of, you know, had a bit of a watch fetish and sort of accumulated a number of watches, including a few sort of luxury watches. And I was sort of looking the other day, and I've seen the name a number of times, Richard Milne, and he's a big sponsor of Formula One watches. They make watches. So I thought, oh, let me have a look. Let me see, because I've seen photos. You know, the drivers have it in a nice, discreet place where it's in your face, you know. So I went and had a look. The average price of a Richard Milne watch is $200,000. Average. There are watches there that he sells for over $2 million.
Wow.
I hope you'll wear it.
But the, and I hope you're never late to anything when you're
completely
wearing it.
Completely handmade, obviously. But, yeah, there's the rich, and then there's the very rich. We're going to take a musical break. And when we come back, we'll be back with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Don't forget, we're going to be wrapping up after the news at the top of the hour, because, sadly, I have to go off and say goodbye to a friend who passed on not so long ago, a couple of days ago now, so I'm going to go along to the service and say my ta-tas. But Tom, this one is for you.
The time
what a beautiful piece of music. It's the Alan Parsons Project, Symphony Project, that particular one. That's a live recording from Columbia. We are 11 minutes before the hour of 9. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. We've got Dr. Computer with us, I'm happy to say. And I'll be off air probably in around about half an hour's time. What else is happening? Anything? I get sort of a little bit overpowered with the computer and security issues now. What's the best thing? I mean, I use malware. Was it Malbytes or whatever they call
it? Malware Bytes.
Yeah. Is that good enough or do you need even more?
It depends on what you do with your device. In fact, it's interesting, and you can look this up. A couple of days ago, I think it was on the 11th, was the World's Safer Internet Day. It's a 20-year-old event that's every year, celebrated in over 200 countries now, where the motto for this year was Together for a Safer Internet, in the sense that it's work. Making, you know, the internet safe for everybody, it's hard work because there's a lot of bad stuff out there. So it's not just security professionals. It's just ordinary people, young, old, you know, tech savvy, not tech savvy. We all need to work together. There's a lot of misinformation and disinformation. There's a lot of confusing information as well. And we need to work together in that regard. Now, keeping your computer safe, for example, there are people on one end of the spectrum which, you know, just click on anything they see, do anything, visit all the websites and just, you know, have no care at all. And there's people on the other end where they're using the browser's incognito mode with a VPN through the Tor network, you know, like anonymizing themselves as much as possible. And you're just doing a lot of work for very little reward at that point. Unless you're actually doing, you know, really sensitive stuff, then you need security professionals for that or to be one. But if you're just a regular person, there's things like having a good antivirus. And this is something that right now, antivirus and anti-malware stuff has evolved to a point where most of them are pretty much the same when it comes to, like, how well they protect your computer against different threats and things like that.
Because the thing is, these aren't viruses anymore, are they?
No.
This is what we're doing. The only way we could check, because a file would come in, it would contain a virus, they knew what to look for. But now, of course, it's not. It's phishing. And one thing Malwarebytes does is, I have it on my phone, on my computer, it reads your mail before it lets you get it.
Yeah, some people might not trust the company behind Malwarebytes for whatever reason. I don't have any problem trusting them. But using their technology to read through your mail to find if anything in there can be dangerous or takes you to a dangerous or a fake website and things like that, I think that's fine. And there's a lot of other companies that do similar software to do that. So in the end, it comes out to what you're getting for the money that you're paying these companies, in this case, Malwarebytes, is not just something to scan your computer with. It also does a whole bunch of other things.
And identity, looks to see if your identity is being used anywhere.
Or if your passwords have been compromised, for example, which you can do for free by visiting like haveibeenpwned.com and other websites like that. In fact, I believe Apple computers, if you're using Safari, will also tell you if your password has been compromised somewhere. And I believe the Edge browser from Microsoft also has that functionality. But still, it doesn't really matter in the end what you're using. It's just that you try to cover all your bases and to be careful and to have some healthy sense of doubt and skepticism before clicking, before doing anything.
I'm inclined to go that way.
Yeah.
And if it's something I think, oh, it's probably okay, I still delete it.
And especially if it's something that has to do with financials or your bank or any company, don't click on any links in the email. Just pick up the phone and call. I mean, you do remember how phones used to work. Or go to the website, but type the name yourself and be careful you're not doing any typos or whatever. and then check on their contact information and reach somebody from the bank directly.
There's one I got the other day from a bank. I'm not sure if it was in Canada or something, and I thought this is rather strange. But it came apparently from the vice president or something, and I think it was too with Facebook, and it had his picture, and it had, you know, so it was all, you know, I thought, oh, but if this guy is who he is and he's only got six friends, it's rather sad. And then it's like, you know, I very rarely go on Facebook now at all. Why? Because it's just too much information coming in, and all these friends' requests, which is all very nice, thank you, but I have to vet each one. And I seem to get a lot of big bosoms, you know, and that they're just sort of ruled out anyway, because, you know, if you've got a Facebook page and the only pictures you have on it is of you doing a selfie, then it's not going to be great.
It's interesting now that you mention it. A lot of the times I used to get all of these requests from scantily clad people and so on.
Yeah, you never replied.
And what I did was I went to my privacy settings and I set it so that nobody but my friends can see my friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that way I don't wind up on other people's friends That's list an interesting either. One.
Okay.
So when they accept this bosomed person's request, they don't get to see me in their list of friends, so I don't get, you know, that kind of contagion or whatever. And it's usually the same people. People that are either part of the diplomatic corps, DJs, politicians, and so on. They usually just hit accept on anything for whatever reason. Maybe they need more friends. They're very friendly people. And I try to do that. And there's also an option in Facebook where you can lock your profile. So the only thing that people can see is your profile picture, your banner picture, and your name. And they can't see anything else. Okay. I think everybody should do that, because nowadays there's a whole lot of account copying going on. Somebody logs into Facebook, creates a Gerald, Dowden account or whatever, and then downloads all the photos that you have in your public profile and uses them to create, a similar profile.
Well, I mean, I've been getting that, and a lot of people are getting friend requests from Jerry Dowden, but with no picture and no banner picture either. Mm-hmm. And every one of them firstly goes to Facebook and say, I'm getting this, it's not right. And they come and say, well, they're not in violation of any of our protocol, which is pretty dumb.
Totally.
Really, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I so very rarely go on Facebook either to read it or to post anything that I'm thinking I'm just going to try and dump out of it. But you can't delete yourself easily, can you?
It's not easy. You have to go through like three or four steps. One of the first ones that I would recommend is downloading all your information, because you probably don't have copies of all the pictures that are up there. Sometimes you lose access to them for whatever reason. So you do that, and then you go and have them delete your account. Now, the thing is, you, for example, have not just your profile, but you also have the Breakfast Show's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So I would not recommend directly deleting that profile yet. I would probably create another profile and then delete the one that you have, and in that profile have no information but your, you know, face and whatever, and no other pictures, nothing else, and set that as an administrator for the page as well.
Okay.
All and right. It's always good if you have a page like that, have at least two administrators in case you can't access one of them for whatever reason, you can access the other, and be real careful, especially if you have like a paid advertisement account.
Mm-hmm.
If you can use like a prepaid Visa with a limit on it or whatever, do that. I've seen cases where people fall for scams and they lose access to their accounts. And the scammers, what they will do is create ads for other things on your dime. And then you get stuck with the bill, and they advertise whatever they were advertising. Mm-hmm. And be careful. Right now there are, you know, every third picture that I see on Instagram stories or Facebook or whatever is somebody using either the president's or the president of the National Bank's face and some local news person's face, and they just use artificial intelligence to make them say things like, mm-hmm. if you invest $250 in this, you're going to make $10,000 a week, and so on, using their names, their likenesses, mm-hmm. their faces, mm-hmm. and their voices. So be careful with that.
All right, Alex. Well, that's just about brought us to the top of the hour. As always, a big thank you for making it in this morning.
Great to be here.
Just remember, Alex said it wasn't too much problem on the street today, so you should be able to get around all right. And, well, that's it. We're going to have the local news for you in just a moment. And just a reminder that after the news, we will be wrapping up the program, as I have to go off and say goodbye to a friend. All right?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Llega el Festival del Verano Musicalion 2025, la gran fiesta de la música y el arte desde el Parque Omar, del 13 al 16 de febrero. 4 noches mágicas llenas de música, arte y diversión para toda la familia. Disfruta de presentaciones espectaculares, una zona gastronómica, mercadito y actividades gratuitas en un ambiente único. El Festival de las Grandes Emociones está en el parque, gracias al despacho de la Primera Dama y el Ministerio de Cultura. Invitan.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Padres, atención. En este regreso a clases, no dejes que un problema auditivo afecte el futuro de tus hijos. Realiza una prueba de audición en Fundación Oír es Vivir. Agenda tu cita al 317-0562. No esperes más.
Do you speak intermediate or advanced English? If you said yes, why not attend this February the 18th and 19th? From 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Alarica Job Fair. This is going to be at their One Dias offices. They have vacancies available with salaries of up to $1,050 and hiring bonuses of $1,000 in your premium account. More information, you can get that at Alarica Panama. Got it? At Alarica Panama.
Hola luneros, se saluda Alfredo Drobo de Luna Llena de Tambores. Seguimos con nuestra gira de verano Esto es Panamá y nuestra próxima parada será en Green City, ubicado en Brisas, Panamá Norte. Será el sábado 15 de febrero con mercadito y diversión desde las 4 p.m. y a las 6 p.m. arrancan los tambores. Ven a la Luna Llena de Tambores y su versión Esto es Panamá. Entrada libre, donación sugerida de 5 por persona. Te esperamos.
And as I mentioned earlier, that's it, boys and girls. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Sad reasons, I have to go off for a to say goodbye to a good friend who's just recently passed away. So anyway, thanks go out this morning. Big thanks to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being with us this morning. And also to Ingrid for checking in with our everyday story of country folk. To Yasmin for all the work she does here in the studio, all of our sort of social media, background work, bookings, etc., etc. And, of course, to Isaac, who is just about to change the studios back again to Cool FM. So big thanks to Isaac, and, well, last but not least, a big thanks to you lot. Yes, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on this morning's breakfast show. We will be back with you, as we say, same time tomorrow. That's 7 o'clock, and it is Friday morning tomorrow, so we'll look forward to that. So please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, especially if you're actually going to move around in your car, take it easy, all right? 7 tomorrow. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.